hit the jackpot this time.
I gotta elevate.
So again, everything we're doing in this program isn't really about doubling your high score. It's about taking the dream life you've always imagined and putting it into a physical reality. If you can see it in your mind, you can see it in your hand. This is the first process that I go through with my one-on-one coaching students. Because the first thing, before deep diving into the business and finding the ways to optimize the campaigns and make them more money, the first thing you have to do is deep dive into yourself. Deep dive into who you believe you are. You know, a lot of people ask the question, what's the purpose in life? I don't really like that question. My question is, what's the purpose of this chapter of your life? Because each chapter, like a book, has a totally new purpose. One chapter's the purpose is to be a father. One chapter, this is your business building purpose. One chapter is just your training to become an entrepreneur purpose. If you look at it as a chapter, it becomes so much more clear, doesn't it? What's the purpose of this chapter of your life? What I've discovered is that the purpose of this chapter of my life is to create the most amazing chapter of my life I could ever imagine. I want you to pull up a Word document. I want you to pull up a Notion sheet. I like to use Notion. Notion's a great tool. I want you to pull up a document and get ready to write, get ready to brainstorm. This is a part where we're gonna start getting to work, because this is the part where you need to deep dive into yourself and really understand what you're all doing this for, what kind of life you're creating. It's a simple technique called lifestyle design. It's about creating the most amazing life you could ever imagine. And that's what we're gonna do right now. So pull it up and let's get ready to rumble. The first question I wanna ask you is, in 3 to 5 years, let's say best case scenario, what is the best case scenario that could happen to you in 3 to 5 years with your business? How much money would you have in the bank? Now, if you could wave a magic wand and create the most amazing life you could ever imagine for this chapter of your life, what exactly would that look like? What experiences would you have? Where would you want to go? What experiences would you want to have with your family? What things would you love to have? Are you a car person? What kind of car would you love to have? Are you a watch guy? What kind of watch would you have on your arm? Are you a house person? Would you have a gigantic home? Would you have multiple homes spread across the world? Where would your homes be? Where would you be living? Would you live there just 3 months out of the year and travel to different places? Where would you want to go on vacation? Would you be going to India, Egypt, Miami, California? Where's all the places you've always wished you could go? How would you want to contribute to others? How would you be giving back to this world? How do you want to contribute to your family? Do you want to drop a big bag of cash on your parents' lap just to thank them for the amazing life that they've kind of created for you? Spend some time here. I want you to deep dive specifically into every single detail. What is the most amazing life you could possibly create in this chapter of your life? If you could wave a magic wand and everything could be the greatest that it could possibly be, what would you create? Now here's a big question. What kind of person do you have to be in order to create this magnificent life? What kind of person creates a magnificent life like this in general? Do you have to be a savage, amazing, badass entrepreneur? Would it make you an industry icon, a media buying legend? Would you have to be a world-class VSL artist? Would you have to be a world-class media buyer, a world-class Facebook advertiser? Would you have to become a world-class copywriter? Would you have to build a world-class brand that changes lives around the world? If you were to think about the best day in your entire business career over the span of the next 5 years, what day do you think that would be? What do you think would have happened on that specific day to cause it be the highlight reel of your entire business career in this chapter of your life? Is it the money hitting the bank from a new customer acquisition? Is it doing $20 million in sales? Is it doing your first $1 million month? Think of the best possible day over the next 3 to 5 years you could possibly have and what specifically happened on that specific day. How did that day make you feel? Thrilling, exciting, vibrantly alive? What are people saying about you? How are your friends looking at you now that you've achieved this amazing life? How is the wisdom landing to your friends now that you've achieved this amazing life? Do you have more authority? Do you have a greater impact on people? What is your family saying about you now that you've achieved this incredible life? How has being a role model for achieving this incredible life helped inspire the people around you? Now let's focus on the business. How much money would your business be making every single month, best case scenario, over the next 3 to 5 years? What would operations look like? Would it be easy or would it be stressful? Would it be easy and consistent? Is it easy and consistent with an avalanche of abundance raining down upon you every single day? What are your customers saying about the products they're buying from you? What kind of testimonials or reviews are you receiving every single day from your customers? What does your team say about the business that they work at? How do they feel to be a part of this company? What kind of purpose and passion is this filling with you every single day? How much would you be spending every month on advertising? What kind of ROI would your campaigns be doing every day, easily and consistently? How would your editing team look? How would your copywriting team look? How would your customer support team look? Are they world-class experts? Have you guys risen to the top of your industry? Where are you at compared to your competitors? Where are you at compared to yourself? Are you in a highlight reel moment of your life? Are you in one of the best case scenarios you've ever been in entire life? What kind of gratitude is overflowing from you every single day? How vibrantly alive do you feel in this moment now that you've achieved this beautiful, amazing life that you've created? And finally, how old would you be in the next 3 to 5 years? What age would this happen by? Now let's get real for a second. You're gonna hit that age no matter what, right? You're gonna land there no matter what. You can't dodge ages. The only thing that changes is you get this age and you have this life created, or you get this age and you don't have this life created, or you get this age and it's some pussy-ass mediocre place in the middle, which is actually worse than having the life, ever worse than having everything crash and fall apart without it. It's you either create the life of your dreams, some pussy-ass mediocre version of your life in between, or some pussy-ass life in general, where you failed and hit rock bottom and destroyed. You're not gonna dodge one of those three options. So let's play an option here. How's it gonna feel? What kind of pain would you experience if you hit that age and it never became a reality? How would it feel? This is real, dude. You're gonna hit this age no matter what. This is real shit. You can't dodge this. You're either gonna live here or you're gonna live here. How would it feel to have this never happen to you? How would it feel to look at your friends and try to tell them to achieve their dreams and never had this happen to you? What do you think your friends would say about you? What do you think your family would say about you when you're trying to inspire them to achieve their dreams, but you never actually did it for yourself? How much is your advice going to be worth to other people when you never actually achieved this dream for yourself? What kind of person drops the ball on the finish line? What kind of person has these kind of dreams and never was able to achieve them in reality? Is that okay? Are you okay with that? Are you okay with the idea of never achieving this in your entire life? And finally, would you be able to live with yourself if this dream life of yours never happened? Would you be able to go on? Is it no big deal? Oh, whatever, I missed my goals, blah, 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 whatever. Oh, there goes the ending of chapter of my 30s. Oh, there goes my early 40s. Oh, there goes my mid 40s. I'm never gonna experience having this dream life in my mid 40s. You know what? When I was in my younger 20s and they were sacrificed, I knew the only thing that would make it worth it is achieving this dream vision by my later 20s. That was the only thing that made it worth it. I had a solid deadline, and you have to create a solid deadline, because I knew this is the only shot on finishing my 20s in the best possible life I could imagine before they're gone forever. If you're 30, how much time left do you have till your 30s are gone? Maybe you're like me and you're younger, you're in your early 30s. How much time do you have left till your early 30s are gone? You think living your dream life is the same when you're 30 or you're 40? Or you're 40 or you're 50? Or you're 50 or you're 60? They're totally different. How much longer, how much time do you have left until you're never gonna get this next chapter of your life back? Until it's gone forever? Think about it. You have a solid deadline there. What I want you to do now is create that deadline. Here's two things: a dream life, the best possible life you could possibly imagine, and then not having it come true. Missing the ball, missing the swing. Those are two real realities and some pussy ass version in the middle of it. Set a deadline. The first thing I want you to do right now is set a deadline. When is enough too much? When is enough too late? When are you simply not okay with this going on without your dream life happening any longer? Get clear on the deadline right now. The next thing I want you to do is ask yourself this question. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being impossible and 10 being inevitable, how likely are you to achieve this dream? Now, this is one of the most important questions you could ever ask yourself, because if you didn't answer 11 out of 10, yes, you're goddamn right, it's inevitable, it's happening no matter what. I'll run 10,000 miles to make this happen. Do whatever it takes. It's not over till I win. I'm going to make this happen. That kind of level of faith is what tunes you into the ideas and the power that enables you to achieve your vision, that enables this to manifest. The doubt, if you are less than an 11 out of 10, now's the time to work on this. Let me ask you a question. How many times would you have to double your high score to be achieving the monthly profit vision of your dream reality? How many times? Because did you know, if you double your high score, basically three times, you almost 10x'd your entire company. Let's say you go from $2,000 to $4,000 to $8,000. You just went from two to eight. It's almost double. That's almost 10x your profit. Now let me ask you this question. You probably started out a long time ago. If you're in this course, you've had some decent success in your business career online already. What was the win that got you to $100 a day? What was the win that got you to $200 in a day? What about $500 in a day? What happened to that win? What was the win that maybe got you to $1,000 a day? Have you ever thought about the fact that you've been doubling your high score ever since? You know, one of the things I've discovered is that as I went from 2 to 4 to 8 to 16 to 32 to 64 to 128 to $250,000 in a day, I always hit the same mental roadblock, which was like this next chapter was going to be was so impossible, right? Like this next double your high score is just never going to happen. You probably already know how much that limiting belief is, you know? So what the fuck are you talking about when you say this is an 11 out of 10? You have doubled up from all the way to where you are today. You have overcome so many obstacles to get inside this program. If you're in this program, it's an 11 out of 10. No fucking way you're gonna not pull this off. You got this, bro. You got this. 11 out of 10, it's inevitable. So if you find yourself less than 11 out of 10, ask yourself this question. What the fuck am I talking about? What the fuck? I doubled my high score here, I doubled here, I doubled here. I've been doing this all the time. What's another double up? What's another couple double ups to achieve this amazing dream of my life? You got this. Now you got the vision of the life of your dreams. The next video, we're gonna talk about self-sabotaging limiting beliefs. As a guy who didn't grow up with rich parents, I had a flood of these in my head and I had to go on a serious journey to be able to extract the things that were causing me to self-sabotage at the finish line and never actually become successful. Let's dive into it.